The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Ches on Beis discusses the inyan of Ne'ilos HaSandal on Yom Kippur. So I wanted to take a few minutes to discuss the halachas and some inyanim, which are negea to the Isser of Ne'ilos HaSandal on Yom Kippur. The Mechaber brings the Isser in Siman Tov Reish Yudal Tzavbeis. The Mechaber says, also linol sandal a minol shor, one is not allowed to wear not a sandal and not a minol made of or. The Mishnah Berurah explains that whether it's made of hard leather or soft leather, it's equally usser. However, one is allowed to wear a shoe made out of gemi, kash, beged, or sharminim. If it's made of any other material, it is mutter. The sheet of the Mechaber is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that even if this particular shoe protects the foot totally and completely, on top and bottom, the person does not feel any outside forces, whether from the ground or the air around him, more in this shoe than a leather shoe, it is still mutter. Even if there's absolutely no feeling of barefooted at all, it is still mutter as long as the shoe is made out of other materials. The Mishnah Berurah says that the arsam achreinim who are machmer, and according to those achreinim, one is not allowed to wear shoes made out of other materials if they are fully protective and the person does not feel as if he is going barefoot at all. And the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah is v'hine af she'ein limchos b'yad hamikilim, even though we cannot protest against those who are makel, since after all, the Shulchan Aruch and Rav Achreinim hold that these non-leather shoes are mutar on Yom Kippur. Mikol makayim, misha efsherlei, somebody who is capable of not wearing those shoes, but rather he can wear something like socks, where he will feel the ground, that is considered to be a davar nochim. It's a correct thing, the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody can, not to wear any shoes at all on Yom Kippur, but rather to wear something which he can feel the ground when he will feel somewhat barefoot. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal and Alicha Shlomo says that for us, Bizman Hazeh, that we are istinasin, so therefore the minik is not to be machmer at all, and to be seimach on the shita of the Mechaber and Rav Paiskim, that non-leather shoes are perfectly mutter. In the Sefer Alichos Shlomei, in the Chelek on Tefillah, he brings down a very interesting machshava, why it should be that non-leather shoes should be mutter on Yom Kippur. After all, l'chaira, if the reason why we don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur is because of an inui, we're trying to afflict ourselves, if the non-leather shoe is just as supportive and just as protective as the leather shoe, where is the inui? So why is it that a non-leather shoe should be mutter and a leather shoe, which is equally protective, is aser? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal brings something very fascinating from the Shlach Kaddish. The Shlach Kaddish says that we're all familiar that there are four levels of creation. There are Doimim, Tzoymeach, Chai, Medaber. First comes Doimim, like ground, something which is still, tzaymeach, something which grows, chai, something which is alive as an animal, and medaber, which is a person. Every lower darga supports the higher darga. For example, the tzaymeach, the plants grow out of the ground. Their nutrition comes from the grounds. Animals eat plant life. People eat animals. Every lower darga supports the higher darga. When a person wears leather shoes, the Shlach Kaddish says, that is a moment when a person shows his jurisdiction, his memshalah, over everything under him. That if he has the ability to walk on leather, which comes from an animal, which is the level of creation under him, which that animal is supported by the Tanakh, supported by the Daimim, so the person then is showing his shlita and his memshalah over everything on the planet under him, on all parts of the bria. He brings the pasuk, Mo enoish kisif kerenu, uven adam kisif kedenu, Tamshilehu b'maisi yodecha, that you made a person rule over all that you created. Kail, everything. Shato tachas raglov, you placed under his feet. What does it mean you placed it under his feet? Zot ashlo hakadosh, literally, that man walks on leather shoes. That it's literally under his feet, it's in his jurisdiction. The Shlo HaKadosh goes on to say that the word kail, everything, shata tachas ragalov, was placed under his feet, is why we make the bracha every morning, sha'asa li kol tzarki, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me everything that I need, which Chazal say refers to the fact that we wear shoes. The word kol is used because it reminds us of this pasuk, kail shata tachas ragalov, that everything is placed under the person's feet when he puts on his shoes. It's a remez that he rules over all the various chelke habriya. Zokim shleim zalmer, that if the act of wearing shoes shows shultain, shows memshala, shows leadership, shows that we are the rulers and the controllers of the entire world, when a person gets to a mokum kaddish, the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to wear shoes. Because when one is standing with Fnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash on Har HaBayis, that's not an appropriate place for a person to show any shultain, any leadership, any rulership whatsoever. So too, he says, an Avol Rachman Otzlan, who has to show Achna on Tisha B'Av, which is the Zman of Avelis, or on Yom Kippur, when we are being machnia ourselves in order to be mechaper on our Averis, it's inappropriate to wear shoes at that time, because shoes show shlita, dominion. And on Yom Kippur, one has to show hachna, one has to show a humbleness, not who he rules over, but that whom he's scared of, in other words, that he trembles from the Rebbe Nishlam. But al kopanim lahalacha, we hold that leather shoes are asar, and other shoes, the minig is to wear. How do we define a leather shoe? So the halacha is, if either the sole is leather, or the upper, which protects the person, is leather, even if the sole is rubber, it is still considered to be a leather shoe, since the leather is providing protection. However, if there is a leather design, and that piece of leather is not showing neither protection or support, so then that shoe may be worn on Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch goes on to say that a woman who had a baby within the last 30 days, or a chayla she'ein bay sakana, whom the tzina, the cold which comes through the ground, to one who is not wearing shoes, can be damaging to the health, so that person is mutter to wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. The same way we had by Rechitza and by Sicha, that Chazal Aseret, or the Torah Aseret, depending whether you learn it from the Raisa or the Rabbanon, only in the situation of Tainug. Over here, too, since the shoe is not being worn for comfort and support, but rather to protect from the cold, and the person could get sick or sicker if they do not protect themselves properly from the colds, so therefore, these people may wear leather shoes. Rishleim Zalman Arbach, Zatzal, and Ali Rishleim writes that Bizman Hazeh, where we have alternatives to leather shoes, which provide the same protection, that even a person who's a chayla she'en bay sakana, or a woman who just had a baby, should wear the shoes which are made from other materials, which are mutter, and not rely on this heter, because this heter is only because she has to wear it for her protection, and bizman hazeh, that we have other things, it is not necessary to wear these shoes for protection. There are other shoes that could protect her. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Alicha Shlomo discusses a very interesting shaila. A chayla, a person who is sick, who has a heter to wear these leather shoes. Let's say there are no available shoes which are not leather, or else we're going back in the times of the earlier generations where there were no alternatives. So a person's a chayla and he is wearing leather shoes on Yom Kippur because it's mutter for him. The shaila is, what happens if this person is not noticeably ill? And therefore, when somebody looks at him, instead of seeing a sick person wearing leather shoes, which is perfectly mutter, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, it would appear to the Rayim that this person is doing a Dvar Isser, he's doing something he's not allowed to do. Because since he's not noticeably sick, he seems to the eye as a perfectly healthy person. So the Shaila is, do we say it's true that in Halacha he's allowed to wear leather shoes? However, maybe because of Maris Ayin, that a person is not allowed to do something which looks to others to be Asar, maybe because of Maris Ayin, we should Asar him to wear the leather shoes. Zokar Shleim Zalman, a very interesting thing. He says, we look in Shulchan Aruch, we only find Maris Ayin when somebody is doing something which is perfectly mutter. However, others will assume that what he's doing is Asar. For example, he has almond milk, he wants to cook meat in almond milk. It's perfectly mutter. Someone who does not realize that it's almond milk will accuse him of doing an Isser. A person wants to hang out wet clothing which became wet in the rain on Shabbos. People will think that he washed the clothing on Shabbos. What he's doing is perfectly mutter. People will accuse him for doing something Asar. Chazal asered things which seem to be Asar even though they are perfectly mutter because of Maris Ayin. However, as Dr. Shleim Zalman, something which is Asar, but this particular person has a heter to do it, that we never find in Chazal, that Chazal Asar is because of Maris Ayin. If something is mutter, for example, almond milk, Chazal will put an Isar on almond milk because of Maris Ayin. Because it's mutter, Chazal will Asar it because of Maris Ayin. But something like a leather shoe is already Asar. However, this person has a heter to wear it, so there's no new gzera to make it more Asar than it's Asar. It is Asar. The person is allowed to wear it. Over there, we do not find a Isar of Maris Ayin. However, Dr. Shleim Zalman, there still is an Indian of Lozal Sefasai. A person is not supposed to do something that people tumble about, that people are going to be chayshed him. There's an Indian to be marchik oneself from chashad. So therefore, the final halacha is that it would be asal tzmaris ayin, it's categorically asal, there's nothing you could do. So memela, he's allowed to wear the shoes. However, he should wear them as little as possible, only when he needs to, in order to take away from the chashad. In Shulchan Aruch it says that ketanim hatinoikos mutarim b'chol elu, that children are mutar in the inuyim of the kippur. They are allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to feed them, you're allowed to give them to drink, they may be washed, they may be anointed. Chutz v'nilas asandal she'en choshim kol kach im lo yinavu. Zok the mechaber, that children may do all the inuyim of the kippur. Even a gadol can give the child all the inuyim of Yom Kippur, because even though, generally speaking, we do not give a child to do an iser, either the rice or the rabbanon, but over here, eating, drinking, washing, sicha are basic necessities of the child, therefore it is mutter to give the child to do them on Yom Kippur. However, ne'ilas asandal is usur on Yom Kippur. One is not allowed to put leather shoes on Ketanin, even if they're lo yigia l'chinuch on Yom Kippur, because it does not make a difference whether they wear shoes or not. The mashmoyus of the Mishnah Berurah is that since very often children do not wear shoes, so therefore there's no heter to put them on leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Halicha Shlomo points out that bizman hazeh, when our children always wear shoes, so then wearing shoes would also be from the things which are mutter for a child. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that one is allowed to put shoes on children bizman hazeh, because shoes become a basic need of the child bizman hazeh, the same way that eating and drinking and washing are considered to be basic needs of the child. However, Zok Rav Shlomo Zalman, as he said earlier, even though it's mutter bizman hazeh for children to wear leather shoes, however, one should try to get them not leather shoes, because bizman hazeh, the not leather shoes are just as protective as leather shoes, and one has to know how much is one mechuyev to spend to make sure that their children wear non-leather shoes. But if it comes in Kippur, and the only shoes which one has for their children are leather shoes, one is allowed to put the children on leather shoes, because bizman hazeh, it becomes a basic need of the katan. Just to conclude with the Geshmak HaShayla, in Halicha Shleima he brings down v'shem the Luach Eretz Yisrael. Normally speaking, when a person gets dressed, he puts on his right shoe first. When a person gets undressed, he takes off his left shoe first, because the right is more choshev, the right is connected chesed, and therefore when one is getting dressed, we are mechaber the right, and when one is getting undressed, we also are mechaber the right by removing the left shoe first. Not to be confused with tying shoes has to do with tefillin, but with putting on the etzem shoe, we put on the right first, we remove the left first. In the Luach Eretz Yisrael it says that when one takes off their shoes on Erev Yom Kippur, one should take off their right shoe first. Since one is doing a mitzvah when one removes their shoes, so one always does mitzvahs on the chashuv side first, so one should remove his right shoe first. Rav Shlomo Zalman was mefakfek a little bit. He said that since over here the mitzvah is a mitzvah of affliction, the mitzvah is to do inui to oneself, so therefore, maybe since one is afflicting oneself, it's still proper to go ahead and to be mechaber the yamin, that he should wear the yamin for longer, and he should have inui on the left before he begins the inui on the right. And he brings down Halicha Shleima, that Rav Shlomo Zalman would used to say over this aura to people, which shoe that you can take off first when it comes on Erev Yom Kippur. And he would say that we say the Mishnah, Rotzak Hakadosh Baruch Hu lezakeis es Yisrael l'tikach hir b'lehem teiru mitzvahs. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, even when we're doing our daily life, when we get dressed in the morning, when we get undressed at night, which shoe to put on first, which shoe to tie first, which sleeve to put on first, which sleeve to take off first. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvahs, even things that we're doing anyway, that we would be doing even if they wouldn't be mitzvahs. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs opportunities, only that Klal Yisrael should be zeiche to Olam Haba. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman said that a person should be, keep in mind that when he's doing his daily activities, things which are not a tirach to him, are not a ball to him whatsoever, if he's meisif, if he adds in a kavana l'shem mitzvah, he can be zeicha to many, many mitzvahs, and he can be zeicha to a tremendous amount of schosim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.